All right, looks like we are right at 10. And Ms. Rilia, we are recording, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, all right. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, 10 o'clock a.m., October 17, 2025. We have three items on today's agenda, and the extension request for a permit, a conditional use permit request for an ADU, and a variance request, and we'll hear those in that order. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials for today and did not see any, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise them. In terms of the criteria that I review in considering the request, on the extension request, that's pretty straightforward. That's the applicant continuing to sue the permit and making progress on that. But with respect to the conditional use permit for the ADU, there are accessory dwelling unit specific criteria just to ensure that the use is accessory. And then I also look at the CUP criteria, which are essentially assessing compatibility with the surrounding area, lack of material detriment, and so forth. With regard to the flood variance, there are some very specific requirements in terms of how the structure is completed in terms of flood venting and so forth. But really, I'm just looking to avoidance of damage to property and people. In terms of the order of procedure, I will hear first from the planning department. They'll summarize the proposal. Then we'll turn to the applicant. The applicant can provide additional information on the proposal. Then we open the matter up for public comment. And if there's anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on the particular proposal, they may do so. And of course, if any questions arise, the applicant always has an opportunity to address those. We are proceeding on Zoom and in person. So if at any point you cannot hear me, you cannot hear someone else who's testifying, please let me know. Either speak up. If you're online, raise your hand. You can use the chat feature to contact the clerk. Just don't submit anything through the chat feature that you want me to review. I do not have access to the chat feature, and we don't have a way to retain what is submitted. Are there any procedural questions from anyone? Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. So we'll hear the permit extension request first. And frankly, the procedure on this is a little truncated. It's pretty straightforward. I have received the materials from Parametrics, and this is a one-year extension request for CUP 2024-015. This is a gas line replacement addition project that was approved last year. It looks like the applicant is making headway on this. They're currently working with Burlington Northern, or I'm sorry, BNSF, and Benton County Public Works to obtain the necessary permits. It looks like the applicant has demonstrated a need for the extension. I have no concerns with granting it unless there are any issues from either the planning department, the applicant, or anyone in the audience. I guess I'd turn first to the planning department. Are there any concerns with the application or the request for an extension?
No, there's not.
Okay. All right. Usually ask a bit more, but I think it's what I've received is straightforward, so I have no questions on that. And then I guess I turn to the applicant. Is there anything that you need to add on this? I'm not sure if the applicant's, it looks like the applicant is online.
Yeah, I'm here, Dallas DeMock. No, nothing I need to add on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much then. And then is there anyone from the public who wish to comment on this request? Okay, it looks like there's no one from the public who wishes to do so. So the extension request is granted for another year. It's a formal decision that's written. It's a couple pages that will be emailed out. That will be out certainly within 10 business days, but probably next week. And so that will be sent to the applicant. Any procedural questions on that one?
Not for me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Dallas, what was your last, DeMock, that's right. Mr. DeMock, you're welcome to stay online, but no need to do so as we've completed your agenda item.
Thank you. I will jump off and I appreciate your time. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely, you as well. So we will move now to CUP 2025-014. This is a request from Michael Davidson for a 780 square foot accessory dwelling unit. Who from the planning department is presenting on this?
That will be me.
Okay, is that Ms. Watts that I heard?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ms. Watts, I should swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And just, I forgot to mention, I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.12. Those are all admitted.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-014 on August 18th, 2025. The applicant, Michael Davidson, is proposing to construct a 780 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 6.75 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be within a 1,484 square foot accessory structure southeast of the existing 2,996 square foot single family residence. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. However, the Benton County Building Division did comment that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County, up to and including possibly changing the use of occupancy in the building. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. I understand the applicant is online. Is there anything that you wish to add to the plan department summary of your proposal?
Very briefly.
Let me swear you in first. If you can state your name for the record.
Sure. My name is Michael Davidson.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you're ready.
Okay. So all I would like to say is I appreciate the staff support in helping me to get through this process. And I'm asking that you adopt the recommendations of the staff. I have complied with all permit requirements for the swimming pool that's adjacent to it. That's been signed off and approved, and for the three-story structure, which includes a basement shop and a main floor that's got a pool house, is what I call it, and a storage area in the upper part of the building, and all of the requirements for the inspections have been signed off. The Department of Labor and Industries has signed off and approved all of the electrical that's been done thus far. And the health department has also signed off on the requirement for an additional drain field. So I think I've complied with everything that's been asked of me. And so I'd like to continue down that path and would appreciate the approval.
Okay. So thank you, Mr. Davidson, for your testimony. I do not have any questions for you, and staff did confirm about your testimony is consistent with what staff had presented. So at this point, we will open this up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to testify on this proposal?
Does not appear so.
Okay. All right. Let the record reflect there was no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So I've reviewed the proposal in conjunction with the ADU criteria that I very briefly summarized at the opening of the hearing. I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated consistency with all of the ADU criteria, including the one specific for accessory dwelling units, as well as this conditional use permit criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. A decision on this will be out within 10 business days, but possibly next week, and that will be sent to the planning department and then emailed to the applicant. Mr. Davidson, do you have any procedural questions on your proposal or on the permit?
No, I'm assuming that I would be emailed a copy of the decision, and other than that, no, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. You will be emailed a copy of the decision either next week or the following.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Davidson, you're welcome to stay online for the last agenda item, but no need to do so.
Thank you. I'll be signing off.
Okay. All right. So then we're moving to our last agenda item. This is VAR 2025-005. This is a flood variance request for a 520 square foot carport from Daniel and Darla Smatlek. Ms. Watts, are you also presenting this proposal?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Before I swear you in, I have exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. Those are all admitted. And actually, I don't need to swear you in again because I already did. So you remain under oath and you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for variance 2025-005 on September 11th, 2025. The applicants Daniel and Darla Smatlack are requesting a variance from flood requirements to construct a 520 square foot accessory building in the 100-year flood zone in accordance with Benton Code Chapter 3.26 by obtaining a variance to wet flood proof the structure. The property is approximately 2.3 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Pendleton Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. However, the Building Division did comment that the building must comply with all current Benton County building and fire codes. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 13 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I understand the applicant is in the hearing room. Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of your proposal? Yeah, if you have a general question, if you could step up to the microphone, that way we capture everything on the recording. And let me go ahead and swear you in. So if you could state your name for the record.
Daniel Smatlack.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So you said you had a general question.
Yeah, and it has to do with the flood vents. I haven't heard anything yet if I'm required to put flood vents on the 2 enclosed sides, or if the opening in the front and the back will suffice for the flood venting.
Okay, so
that's
go ahead, Ms. Watts.
I believe that all of his requirements will be met with the 2 open-sided structures, but I will double check when we get back to the office.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay. And was that your only question, Mr. Smetlap?
That's my only question.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like the planning department will work with you to get confirmation on that. So let's see. So we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone? It looks like there's no one else in the hearing room, but is there anyone online who would like to comment on this proposal?
There is nobody else online.
Okay. All right. So let the record reflect there is no one who wished to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed flood variance request in conjunction with the flood variance criteria in the Benton County Code, which are pretty detailed. But I do believe that this application is consistent with those criteria. It doesn't present a hazard to people and property. So I will be approving this variance decision. Written decision will be out next week or possibly next. And that will be emailed to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant, Mr. Smatlack. Mr. Smatlack, do you have any further questions on your application?
No, looks just like. Just confirming that I'll wait to hear back from planning before I proceed with contacting the builder.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I think that takes care of the 3 agenda items that we have today. This is a question for planning staff. Is there any further questions or anything else that we need to address before we adjourn?
No, I think we're all set.
Okay. All right. Well, this was a fairly efficient hearing. I understand next month is a little busier, but thank you all for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.